Let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 11, and I have a little bit more than a thought, but it's just a thought, and I'm going to be quick about it. When the pastor and I talked, I just knew I was going to speak again on forgiveness after last Saturday's homecoming. Forgiveness has been on my mind. God helped me last Friday. I was, as some of you said, struggling with myself and just kind of aggravated at myself on the way to visitation Friday night, going out soul winning, and I was just talking to the Lord on my way over here. And I asked God, I said, God, I'm just frustrated with myself. I'm about sick of myself sometimes. And I asked God to forgive me. And I mean, I meant it. I said, God, I'm going over here to try to soul win with these teenagers. And God, I just need you to just forgive me and cleanse me. And I was thinking about forgiveness for homecoming. And it was like God, the Holy Spirit just sat down in the passenger seat and said, you're forgiven. And it's that simple. It really is that simple. Now, there's a long path after that to recovery sometimes, depending on how far you've gotten off track. But God will forgive you just like that. If we confess our sins, God told me, it's done, it's over. It's as far as east is from the west. Don't think about it no more. Go soul winning. Amen. And it's that simple tonight. But as I was leaving the house, I thought all afternoon, that's what I was going to speak on. As I was leaving the house, I was scanning through some old notes. I was actually looking for another message that I'm going to be working on with the teenagers. And I came across something. And I just want to be obedient like the pastor said he was tonight. And it was like the Holy Spirit of God just said, boom, there it is right there. And ever since I've been here, I've been saying, Lord, do you want me to just talk about forgiveness and sit down? And it was like the Holy Spirit said, no, I want you to talk about what I told you to talk about and then sit down. And so 2 Samuel chapter 11, I'm going to go real quick. But this is the thought that keeps running through my mind tonight. I mean it. I don't know where it come from. I hope it come from God. I was sitting right there in that chair and the whole time I was praying, God, do you want me to just to share what you laid on my heart before I left the house. And this thought kept coming through my mind, and I don't believe it was God saying, don't do it, as in preaching. God was saying, share this thought, don't do it. Don't do it. 2 Samuel chapter 11 is a chapter, we all know the chapter, I'm not going to go through great detail, it's this Wednesday night church crowd, where David sinned his great sin. My Bible actually says in 2 Samuel chapter 11, right under chapter 11, it says David's great sin. And I'm just afraid tonight, I don't know why, other than the fact that the Holy Spirit laid this on my heart, there's somebody, maybe more than one person, maybe multiple people, that are sitting under the sound of my voice tonight, and you are where David was. And I just want to be a voice, a warning saying, don't do it. Don't do it. It's not worth it. And so I want you to look at 2 Samuel chapter 11, and we're just going to look at a couple things here about David's sin. And the first thing I want us to see in verse number 1 is that David was comfortable. The Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 1, it says, and it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah, but David tarried still at Jerusalem. Let's pray. Father, I need your help tonight, God, and I just know that I can't share what's on my heart the way it needs to be shared without your help. God, please help me tonight. God, empower me, God. Please empty me of sin, of self. God, fill me with your Spirit. God, whoever it is that needs this message tonight, God, may the Holy Ghost of God show them, Lord, and may they respond to the preaching of your word tonight. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. David here, it says, after the year was expired, the time when the kings go forth to battle. If you know much about this, it was a time when the kings went out, and David wasn't supposed to be home. David's a king, and David's supposed to be going forth to battle. But the Bible says when the kings went forth to battle that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they went and fought. And it says, but David tarried still at Jerusalem. You see, I believe David had gotten comfortable. And I'm afraid that that happens in our Christian life. I don't want it to happen in my life. It has happened in my life, and it can happen in my life, but I don't want it to happen in my life. I don't want to get comfortable. You see, there's folks that said tonight, please pray for me. My prayer life's not where it should be. My witnessing's not where it should be. My pride is not where it should be. This is not where it should be. That's a good thing tonight, okay? Now, I'm not saying it's good that you have a problem, that you have sin, but it's good that you're not comfortable with it. See, because there's other folks in the room tonight. I don't know who you are, but I know in a room this size, there are some folks here tonight that have those same struggles, but they're okay with it. They've gotten comfortable. And can I tell you, when you get comfortable, trouble is on the way. We're not meant to get comfortable in this Christian life. We're not meant to get comfortable in this world. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. We're not to get comfortable here. We're not to drive our stakes too deep here. See, we're supposed to be uncomfortable in the Christian life. Jesus said, hey, take up my cross and take up the cross and follow me. Can I tell you a cross isn't comfortable? See, we're not carrying the cross if we're comfortable. And so if you're here tonight and you're comfortable, hey, watch out. Watch out. David got comfortable. Number two, after David got comfortable, I want us to see not only did he get comfortable, but after that he contemplated. Verse number two, or he considered. And you know, I want to say this before I move on. I'm trying to hurry here. But you know, comfortability sometimes is our biggest problem. I think that's what happened to America. I really do. I think we got comfortable. And that's why our country's in the mess it is today. You see, there was a time when this country was not comfortable and people understood prayer and people understood walking with God and people understood living right and living for God. And but somewhere along the line, God blessed and people got comfortable. And the blessings of God, people fell in love with the blessings of God instead of the God of the blessings. And got comfortable. So don't get comfortable in the Christian life. I don't want to get comfortable in my Christian life. David got comfortable. And not only that, David considered some things. He contemplated some things that he shouldn't have been contemplating. Verse 2 says, and it came to pass in evening tide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. You see, David considered or contemplated something he shouldn't have been considering or contemplating. David looked out and he saw a woman. Can I tell you, David cannot control what he saw, but David could control what he looked upon. You see, he couldn't stop what he saw, but he could stop from looking upon it. That word looking upon means that David considered it. He saw something he liked and he considered it. He contemplated. You know, we're going to see all kinds of things in this world that we like, but we've got to learn to just turn our head and say no. But when we get comfortable in our walk and we get comfortable with our laziness and we get comfortable with our laxness in our Christian life, all of a sudden we'll start seeing some things that used to turn our head and we'll contemplate them. We'll consider them. And I'm afraid that possibly tonight there's somebody under the sound of my voice. You've gotten comfortable in your backslidden state and now you've started to consider some things that you used to would have run from. And I'm here tonight to say, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm telling you, God laid this on my heart tonight, and it may be for one person, but if you're sitting here tonight and you're considering some things that maybe a year ago, 6 months ago, 6 weeks ago, you would have took off running from, but now you're contemplating it, you're considering it. Hey, you need to wake up. Don't do it. Amen. Don't do it. David considered something that I believe at one point in his life he would have never considered. He would have never even thought about it. But because David had gotten comfortable, he's considering something he shouldn't be. And I don't know what you're considering tonight. Maybe it's an old sin. Maybe it's an old flame. Maybe it's getting out of church. Maybe it's cheating on your spouse. Maybe it's watching something on the television. Maybe it's clicking on some internet site. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's robbing God of the tithe. Maybe it's taking a job that you know you shouldn't take. I can't tell you what it is that you're considering tonight, but if you have gotten comfortable and you're considering some things that are going to get you outside of the will of God, please hear me tonight. Please hear me. Don't do it. Young people, don't do it. You've been watching this world and you're considering, oh, I can't wait until mama's not looking. I can't wait till daddy's not looking because I've been watching and I'm considering it. Hey, don't do it. David considered it. Not only did he consider it, but David, he conspired with it. And I've got more points about considering. This is a Bible thing that happened. Remember Achan, the Bible says he looked and he saw it. And he wanted it. He lusted after it. Achan, he saw that Babylonian garment and that gold, and he said, I want it. He considered it. And then he conspired to get it. That's what David did. Verse number 3 says that, and David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah? Hey, can I tell you what I am tonight? I'm whoever that was right there. I don't know who he is. The Bible does not tell us. But somebody said, David, hold on. That is a married woman. David, please don't do it. Can I tell you who I am tonight? I'm that man in verse number 3 trying to tell somebody, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. David considered it, and then he conspired about it. Like Achan, when he saw it and he coveted it and he took it. James chapter 1 says, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. You see, when lust hath conceived, when you let it go too far, David let it go too far. He conceived, or he conspired. He let that sin get birthed in his life. He was comfortable. He considered it. He conceived it. He conspired about it. Verse number 4 says he committed it. Please, if you're here tonight, don't let it get to this step. Verse 4 says that he committed it. It says, and David sent messengers and took her. And she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her cleanness, and she returned unto her house. David committed that sin that just a little while ago had been conceived. Why? Because he was comfortable. He considered something he would have never considered. And now, then all of a sudden he conspired, he contemplated, and then all of a sudden he committed it. That's how sin happens. James chapter 1 lays it out for us. James chapter 1 says, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And we're going to see that here in a minute. So David, he committed it. And then David did something else that people try to do. And maybe there's someone here tonight. You say, Brother David, I already considered it. I already conceived it. Brother David, I already committed it. But now I'm in step number 5 and I'm trying to cover it. David tried to cover his sin. If you read down the rest of this chapter, chapter number 11, if you look verse 5 through 27, you see how David tried so hard to cover his sin. The Bible says in Proverbs 28:13, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso forsaketh and confesseth them shall have mercy. Amen. So maybe you're here tonight. And you say, it's too late, Brother David. I've committed the sin. Well, don't try to cover it. Because the Bible says if you try to cover your sin, you will not prosper. I will not prosper. You say, Brother David, I feel like I'm spinning wheels. Maybe it's because you're covering your sin, but you need to confess it. David covered his sin. Then guess what? It consumed him. After he began to cover it, it consumed him. David went on, and because of this one sin that he committed, it began to consume him. It just kept getting worse and worse and worse. It started with lust, and then it coveted, and then it was adultery, and then it was lying, and then it was murder, and it just kept on, and it kept on, and it kept on. You ever heard of something snowballing? David's sin snowballed on him. It consumed him. And that's what sin will do to us. If we get comfortable and we start to consider some things that we know we shouldn't consider, and we start to contemplate them, and then we commit them, and then we try to cover them, they will consume us. And then I say this, after all that, it cost him. It cost him. Verse 24 says, chapter 11, and I'm done. Chapter 11, verse 24 says, and the shooters shot from off the wall upon thy servants, and some of the king's servants be dead, and thy servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also, And so David committed that sin, and it consumed him, and then it cost him. It cost David. Do you know what this sin cost David? It costed him one of his best soldiers. It costed him his child that Bathsheba bore. I believe this sin right here, and I believe I can show it to you from the scripture. The prophet Nathan came to David, and he asked David, he told David a story. You know the story. And he said, what should happen to this man? And David said, that man should have to pay fourfold. And the prophet said unto David, he said, thou art the man, David. Thou art the man. And can I tell you, David paid fourfold. He lost his son, Bathsheba. I mean, he lost the baby with Bathsheba. He lost his son, Amnon. He lost his son, Absalom. David lost his children. He paid for this sin in his life. It cost him. And I didn't have time to study it all out, but I'm telling you, I know this to be so. David paid fourfold for that sin. It cost him. And can I tell you, it will cost you. It will cost me. Galatians says, be not deceived, and I'm done. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. We reap what we sow. If you're here tonight and you are considering doing something you know you should not do, please hear me. Don't do it, because it's going to cost you more than you want to pay. Our pastor said it many times. Sin takes us further than we want to go. It costs us more than we want to pay, and it keeps us longer than we want to stay. So don't do it. Now, thank God, there's the end of this story, and I'm not going to get into it, but eventually, David confessed his sin. And God forgave David. And God restored David. And God used David. And God will do that for you if you're here tonight and you've got sin in your life. You've already committed it. You say, it's too late, Brother David. I committed that sin. It's going to cost me. Yes, it may cost you, because sin bringeth forth death. It may cost you, but can I tell you, it's not too late to confess it and let God repair it and use you for God's glory. So I don't know who this is for tonight, but I know this. God laid this message on my heart. Don't do it. Don't do it. Please. Hear the voice, not my voice, the voice of number three. Hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I believe that's why that voice isn't even named. He said, hey, it's just a voice. And that voice is saying, don't do it, David. Don't do it. And there's a voice here tonight telling somebody, I don't know who it is, but there's somebody here. You're sitting in David's shoes, and you're on the brink of messing your life up. And God sent a messenger to say, don't do it. Don't do it. Father, thank you for your goodness, and God, thank you for your word, Lord. I know in my heart, God, you laid this message on my heart. I'm not sure why, God, but I know it was of you, God. And I just pray you take it, Lord, and use it, God, tonight in somebody's life, Lord. Use it in my life, God. If I am comfortable, God in heaven, please show it to me, Lord. I don't want to get comfortable. God, please. Show me, Lord, if there's anything, God, in my life heading in the wrong direction. And God, I pray you'd speak to hearts tonight. Lord, I pray for these requests that have been mentioned. Many, many requests, Lord, many, many burdens, God. I just pray that you meet each one of them according to your perfect will. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.